coming and taking part. Can we move the mic a bit closer, please? So, thank you. Yeah, great. I was going to talk about Prabhupada's lecture. Is there any water? I was going to talk about Prabhupada's talk in Gainesville and his interview in Gainesville in July 29th, 1971. As Prabhupada came to Gainesville, gave his special mercy. Srila Prabhupada is our spiritual master, the founder, acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And he came to India, so he came from India in 1965 to Boston, New York, Butler, and established Krishna Consciousness and spread all over the world. I joined it in a similar time, actually, January 71. In July 71, Prabhupada was coming to Gainesville. And he gave a very nice interview and gave basic Krishna consciousness talk, how we're all parts and parcels of Krishna. Just like my hand, my finger is part of my body. If my hand is, finger is not part of my body, then it becomes just, you know, just a lump of meat, you know, useless. But as soon as the hand is connected with the finger is connected with the hand and the hand is connected with the body, then it has proper function. So Prabhupada was emphasizing, you know, how our natural propensity is to serve Krishna, serve God. But unfortunately, we're in a forgetful condition. Just like the son of a rich man, he may have many brothers, but he decides. Just like Lord Jesus said the same parable, prodigal son. Prabhupada said the same in Gainesville. I don't want your money, father. I don't want your job in a factory. I don't want my own factory. I don't want anything. I want to lead my own life. I want to go it alone, do my own thing. Just do it. So that's the material world. According to our Vedic philosophy, Krishna Bulli says, Jiva Nadi Bahi Muk, Achaiva Maya Tarade Samsara. Because we're turning our back on Krishna, Krishna Bulli says, because we're forgetful of our real godliness. Because we're part of God and naturally we're godly. But we don't want that. We want the opposite of godly. So this is a problem. So Prabhupada came to try and put the score right. Tried to put the situation in proper order by introducing this chanting of the holy names all over the world. Because in this age, it is said that there's no other way, no other way, no other way than this chanting of the holy names said in the scriptures. So there's many places. There's a particular one which says, Lord Brahma to Narada Muni, Iti Shodakasam Nam Nam, Kalikalmasanasanam, Nata Paratarupaya, Sava Vedeshitishita. Because Narada Muni had asked, well, what about the people, Kali Yuga? They're a hopeless case. They're just into sense gratification, like animals. How will they understand? How will they make progress? So Lord Brahma, his father, the engineer of the universe, said, these 16 words, Ishi Shodikasam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmasanas, they can destroy all the bad qualities within us and outside us. You will not find a better sound vibration or mantra than from all the Vedic scriptures of the world. Jesus also said, hallowed be thy name. A similar thing is in Quran. Basic thing is there. But so the Prabhupada gave a basic philosophy, but then I thought, well, why not discuss something topical, more topical? So I chose a verse from Bhagavad Gita, which may resonate with our condition these days, because we're all in a difficult situation. At least I'm not wearing a mask, but everyone has to wear masks and vaccination and so on. And I have to discuss all these things with my disciples. So I thought, well, let's take the bull by the horns, so to speak, and find a verse from Bhagavad Gita which can give us direction. Okay? So this is a verse, putting on the board up there, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16. Dun, 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 dun. This chapter is called The Divine and Demoniac Natures. Okay? And this is 16:9. Okay, we'll read a few verses before that, just so we get the context. Because now Lord Krishna has already described the godly qualities. And there are so many godly qualities. I am such, there are so many godly qualities. We can just run over those. I don't want to be a spoiled sport. Let's hear what we're supposed to be like from Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare long purport here. Okay. There's a list of the divine qualities. Fearlessness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerities, simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault-finding, compassion for all living entities, freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty, steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, and freedom from envy, and from the passion for honor. These transcendental qualities, O son of Bharat, Arjuna, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature. Who wants divine nature? Anyone? Yeah. The other natures only got me into trouble, you know? I'm trying to cultivate divine qualities in the Hare Krishna movement. Actually, one time I said to my mother, because I'd become a Hare Krishna. She was wondering, why you become a Hare Krishna? She said, I want to be a saint, mother. And you know what my mother said? You're not a saint! That's a mother's viewpoint. And she's seen me from childhood. And, you know, she said, you're not a saint. And you never will be, I think she meant that. Anyway, so then we've heard about the divine qualities. So what about other qualities? The so-called bad ones. Good and bad. This is a world of duality, relativity. You can't have good without bad. You can't have bad without good. You can't have up without down. You can't have light without dark. You can't have cooked without raw. You know, you can't have male without female, you know, can't have mother without father, can't have son without father, can't have son without mother. It's a world of duality. So Krishna's just pointing out the polarity which exists in this material world. It's not a judgment, value judgment he's making. It's not that we hate the godly, or we hate the demoniac, or the Prabhupada. Prabhupada often didn't say demoniac. He would say rascals. Any rascals here? Yeah, I'm number one. Rascals are fools. Prabhupada would say fools, mudhas, you know. Prabhupada said so many crazy things, wonderful things. So I'll just read the first part about the demoniac. I'll leave out the Sanskrit, we haven't got much time. Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O son of Prita. And he encouraged Arjuna. The transcendental qualities are conducive to liberation, whereas the demoniac qualities make for bondage. Do not worry, O son of Pandu, for you are born with the divine qualities. Thank goodness. Okay. So then Krishna says, the two kinds of created beings, one is called divine and the other demoniac. I've already explained to you at length the divine qualities. Now hear from me of the demoniac. Okay, let's hear. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. Sounds familiar? Anyone think of anybody? Okay. They say that this world is unreal, with no foundation, no God in control. They say it is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. Text 9. Today's the verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Etam Dristim Avastabhya. Nastatmano Pabuddayoho. Prabhavantyugra Karmanam. Shayaya Jagato Hitaha. Etam Dristim Avastabhya. Nastatmano Pabuddayoho. Prabhavantyugra Karmanam. Shayaya Jagato Hitaha. Anyone like to try? Just one each. Etam Dristim Avastabhya. Nastatmano Pabuddayaha. Bhavavanchukra Karmanaha. Shayaya Jagato Muno. Ladies, please. Etam Dristim Avastabhya. Nastamano Pabuddhaya. Prabhavanti Ugra Karmana. Shayaya Jagato. So this was Sanskrit. We're short of time, but I'll just go for the translation. Following such conclusions, the demoniac, who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. Please repeat. Following such conclusions, the demoniac, who are lost to themselves and have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. Now here's Prabhupada's commentary. Srila Prabhupada ki. The demoniac are engaged in activities that will lead the world in destruction. The Lord states here that they are less intelligent. The materialists who have no concept of God think that they are advancing. But according to Bhagavad Gita, they are unintelligent and devoid of all sense. They try to enjoy this material world to the utmost limit, and therefore always engage in inventing something for sense gratification. Such materialistic inventions are considered to be advancement of human civilization. But the result is that people grow more and more violent and more cruel, cruel to animals and cruel to other human beings. They have no idea how to behave towards one another. Animal killing is very prominent amongst demoniac people. Such people are considered the enemies of the world because ultimately they will invent or create something which will bring destruction to all. Indirectly, this verse anticipates the invention of nuclear weapons, of which the whole world today is very proud. At any moment, war may take place, and these atomic weapons may create havoc. Yes. Such things are created solely for the destruction of the world, and this is indicated here. Due to godlessness, such weapons are invented in human society. They are not meant for the peace and prosperity of the world. Just go on a bit. Take the next translation. Taking shelter of insatiable lust and absorbed in the conceit of pride and false prestige, the demoniac, thus illusioned, are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent. Attracted by the impermanent. I was thinking about this. Harinam Ruchi, we were just in Vegas, Las Vegas. Anyone been to Las Vegas? Talk about attracted by the impermanent. So, you know, they have an Eiffel Tower there. Looks like a full-size Eiffel Tower. They have a pyramid. They have, what else do they have? Eiffel Tower. They have a Statue of Liberty. And everyone's got their tickets. And poor folk, they're looking for happiness in the wrong place, in the middle of the desert. But of course, we were there, and we were trying to give them the holy names. And to some degree, we were successful. There's a lot of competition. But they say that in America, Las Vegas is there. It's the heart of Maya. Is that true? People go there to gamble. I heard that some folks, you know, one night, some of those hotels, MGM Hotel, they have 5,000 rooms. And the most expensive rooms, $50,000 a night. $50,000 a night. I know because Devotee works in one of those places. But when you think about it, we were just hearing Prabhupada's lecture in Gainesville. Krishna doesn't come alone. Neither do these big sheikhs and big, you know, film stars and so. They don't come alone. They come with an entourage. Just like the Panchatattva. Panchatattva comes, Krishna comes, Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram comes as Lord Nityananda, and then Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Krishna, and then we have Gadadhar, internal energy of Krishna, Radharani, then we have Srivas Thakur, he's the representative of us, the living beings. Krishna Vanam Tisha Krishnam Sango Pangashta Pashadam Yajna Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hisamadesa. Krishna comes in this Kali Yuga. He doesn't come in a golden, sorry, blackish form. We see Krishna here with Krishna Balaram. black. Krishna Balaram and then Krishna with Radharani, black. Blackish. Tisha Krishna. He's not blackish. And he's always chanting the holy names. 500 years ago, our headquarters is in Mayapur. If you haven't visited Mayapur, you better go. Better go, but now you can get a tourist visa for 1 month. Yeah, I think free, you can get it. Shoot over to India. There may be small print, you know, you may have to have vaccination, I don't know. So there may be some devil in the small print, but you can try. You want to see the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Vanatisha Krishna, Sangha Pangashtra Pashanam. Along with his associates, I've listed them. Because Krishna doesn't come alone. Krishna never came alone. He's with Radharani, he's with all the coward boys and everyone else. And the cows, you can see a beautiful picture by Pushkara. So, Krishna Vandra, Yagya Sankirtana Praya. So this is what I realized, you know, that in Vegas, that everyone's working hard for their money and they're trying to enjoy, but they don't know how. So unfortunate. Right? Because they're disconnected from Krishna, like I said. You know, it's very difficult for the finger is cut or the hand is cut off the body. How can the hand be happy? If I take a fish out of the water, will the fish be happy? Can the fish be happy? Anyone seen a fish out of the water? I can give the fish a cup of tea. It's not happy. Give a fish, a beautiful Mrs. Fish. No. Give a fish, you know, nice worm. Fish won't be happy. Where does a fish have to go? Back in the water. Yeah, simple, no? So, unfortunately, going to Bhagavad Gita, we're out of the water. We're eternal spirit souls. And I can prove that. Where's my hat? I have to bring my hat out. People think I'm the Mad Hatter. But there's method in my madness. Exhibit A, to prove I'm not insane. Oh no. Run out of battery. Here we go. Changing bodies.
Music main motor.
Everybody!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, everyone knows that we're not this body. Once we had a baby's body, then we had a child's body, then we had a youth's body, then we, you know, then, like the queen, old body. Yeah. Then we have to change our body. Just like we, Deino Svinyata Dehe, Komaram, Satyanamuyati. So it's obvious that if we were this body, why would we be aware that we're changing our body? Something is permanent and the rest is temporary. That permanent thing is me. And when we see a dead body like, you know, a fly on the window pane, the fly was trying to get out the window. It couldn't. And then it fell down dead with its legs curled. And there's something missing. Something is missing. Something is missing. I realize. I once wrote a song about this. rather a cruel song, but still, I just say one line of it. I was walking my dog by the side of the street. Along came a truck and turned him to meet. Something is missing, something is missing, I realized. I was a surgeon doing operation. The hearts stopped beating, there was no resuscitation. Something is missing, something is missing, I realize. There's some more, one or two more questions. But the point is that actually we know. And people should know, they have to learn. This is the mission of Lord Chaitanya. This Maha Mantra, Yajna Sankirtana Prayer, it's the cure and it's the medicine at the same time. People who hear the holy name, they begin to realize, I'm not this body. It's a wake up. Chief Jago, Chief Jago. You see people, I see people every day on Harinam Ruchi. They're eating their steak and chips or pizza or whatever it is. And they're drinking their beer and wine. And we get them to clap their hands, clap their feet and say, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And so on. And you can see in their face, it's like, it's a new thing, it's a new experience. It's on another level. It's beyond like what they've experienced before. They laugh a bit, what is it, you know. And they may go back to the old habits, but damage is done. Vaccination is done. The real vaccination is done. It may take a little time before that seed of devotional service starts to sprout. But nevertheless, the damage is done. So this is our weapon against this demonic civilization. The holy name, the books, and lo and behold, outside, what? Prasadam, yes. So don't worry, everything is all right. It's all Krishna's plan. To see how strong we are in Krishna consciousness, to test us, and to gird up our loins, as the Christians say, and fight the good fight for Lord Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, and deserve to go back home, back to Godhead. And it's wonderful to be here in New Ramanreti. It's very encouraging. And thank you all for your hospitality and everything else. Srila Prabhupada King. So, any questions, please? How long have we got? 25 minutes. 25 minutes? Oh, no. Okay, it's questions and answers time. Questions and answers. Hello? Questions and answers more fun than just, you know, me shooting the breeze.
In the scriptures, it is said that the mind is the friend of the living entity and its enemy as well. Could you please elaborate on this and break this down, explain just what this means?
Yeah, very nice. Nice question, please. Next question, thank you very much. Well, we all have a mind. The mind is called the sixth sense in common parlance. You know, we have nose, ears, eyes, and a touch, tongue, five senses. And what are we supposed to do with all these senses? So the mind is a sixth sense. It's like the steering wheel. The steering wheel is supposed to control the car running down the road, or the reins. If the horses are, if the senses are like horses on the chariot, then the reins controlling the horses is the mind. This is the yogic structure of our predicament. in this material world. Indriyani paranyaho, indriyabhya paramanaha, manasas chuparambude, sabude paratastisaha. Higher than doesn't matter, like this word, are the senses. Higher than the senses is the mind. Higher than the senses is the intelligence. And higher than intelligence is the soul. Me. I'm the passenger in this chariot. It's a simple example that I believe Narada Muni gave to Maharaj Yudhisthira. So that's our predicament. Now, if you read the Bhagavad Gita as it is, you see the early pictures, you'll see that the chariot is going over the cliff. Ah! And is the passenger happy? Yes or no? Have you ever got in a taxi and said, take me to such and such a place, and you know the taxi is going some other way? Do you feel scared? Yes. Wow. You think, what am I going to get out of this taxi? So that's our predicament when our senses are going wild. So yoga, another translation of yoga means indriyani, to control the senses. There are different ways to control the senses. But ultimately it's to control the mind. So Prabhupada is very kind to us. He just gave us four simple rules. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. Like, these are four pillars of spiritual life. Because if you take intoxication, you lose austerity. If you eat meat, you lose mercy. If you gamble, you lose honesty. What's the other one? If you gamble, you lose truthfulness. And what's one more? This is sex cleanliness. So in Hare Krishna, we follow these simple four rules. It's difficult to start with, I admit. But if you start chanting Hare Krishna, it'll all fall into place. That's the beauty of the Hare Krishna movement. It's simple and it's easy, just like you saw us dancing and singing, looning round. Everyone wants to loon round. But the trouble is most people, they loon round when they're intoxicated. Actually, we find on Harinam Ruchi that the most people are a little tipsy, they've had some wine, some beer, more likely to join in. So there's some kind of blessing in Kali Yuga for the drunkards, like Jagan Marayan. Anyway, these are four principles of advancing in spiritual life, and we chant Hare Krishna. There's a nice verse by Lord Krishna, I think it's from the sixth chapter, Yato Yato Nishchalati Manas Chanchalam Astiram Tato Tato Niyam Nyatad Atmavana. Basically what it's saying, Vasham Nayat, that wherever and wherever the mind goes, due to its flickering nature, Manas Chanchalam Astiram Tato Tato Niyam Nyatad Atmavana Vasham Nayat, bring it back under the control of the self. That's what we're doing when we chant our rounds, Hare Krishna, and even when we're doing the Sankirtan. It's actually easier, I find it's easier when we're doing the Harinam, because you're in a Vaikuntha bubble. You're in a little bubble of all the chanters. You're in a world of your own, and you're depending on everyone's strength. It's teamwork. I'm playing the mridanga, someone's playing kartel, someone's singing, and so on, you know. You're in it together. That's Sankirtan. That's very powerful. Very, very powerful. But when we do our japa, then we have our beads. Here's my beads. We have beads here. Because many of you all know about these things, but maybe there's some newcomers. We have to concentrate. We have to concentrate on bringing the mind back under the control of the self. The self means my spiritual nature, Krishna, my intelligence. Intelligence is next to the soul. And Paramatma, or Krishna's super soul, gives us intelligence. So, okay, we're chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Then we start thinking about the girl next door, or something else, some other thing, you know. How am I going to make this money, or how am I going to do this? So then we have to bring the mind. No, we have to hear the holy name, because Krishna is none different from his name. Actually, it's very, very nice purport of Srila Prabhupada. Describes how we can make the mind our friend through japa. And it's in regard to that verse, Trinada Pisa Niche Na, Tarora Pisa Mani Namani Kitinya, from the number 3 of Shistastika Mano Chaitanya. So Krishna Das Kaviraj says, how do you say? Anyway, I forgot it. He says, you wear this verse on the string of the holy names. Nam Shutre Paraganti Eishlok. You wear this verse on the thread of the holy names. Nam Shutre Ganti Paraganti Eishlok. What is that verse? Trinada Pisa Nisha. Be more humble than... One should be more humble than the tree. More humble than the grass, more tolerant than the tree, completely devoid of all sense of false prestige. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So how to do that? How can we get humble? So in that purport, Prabhupada gives us a secret, what I think is a secret. It's in Adi Leela, chapter 17, text 32, you can read it, 1732. Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says that chanting is very simple, but it must be practiced seriously. So you should note in this connection that chanting Hare Krishna involves the activities of the upper lips, the lower lips, and the tongue. All three should be engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The word Hare Krishna should be very carefully pronounced and heard. Sometimes one produces a hissing sound instead of chanting with the proper pronunciation. So you may think, well, this is stupid. I know how to chant Hare Krishna. You know, I've been doing it for years. But actually do it. And do we feel humble when we realize we're chanting very badly, we're not pronouncing properly, we're not practicing seriously. See, so we wonder why we're not making any progress, because we're not serious about fixing the mind on hearing the holy name. So this is our main process of yoga, mantra yoga, to control the mind, to make the mind our best friend, because Krishna and the name are not different. In our scriptures it says, Nam Chintamani Krishnas, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Sudha Nichimokto, Binatvam Nama Namana. The name of Krishna and Krishna himself are not any different, they're the same. Krishna's there in his name. So eternally pure is Chintamani, is fully spiritual. So this is our process. We try and get the mind attracted to Krishna in the form of his holy names, by all means. So that's the idea. And that's what Prabhupada said in Gainesville. In one letter to Bill, he said there are 2 things, chanting of the holy name and prasadam. That's the formula he gave. Srila Prabhupada ki. So thank you very much. Next question, please. That's a long answer. Sorry, I'll give a short answer now.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for class. I was just wondering, it's very inspiring to hear that you go to Las Vegas and you chant and you get people to chant. But when you say that, you know, they just chant one time and the damage is done, it's hard to comprehend how how that's even possible, because in this world, there's nothing that's so effortless. Like, everything that we do in this world, we have to work so hard at. And so I was just wondering if you could expand on, like, the power of the holy name, or how it could possibly even be so powerful.
Well, of course, after we've gotten to chant, and, you know, then somebody comes with Papa's books, tries to get them to take a book also. So, some people, they take a book and they may read also, and get Prabhupada's association. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Neha Bikramanasusti, even a little fraction of a moment in Krishna consciousness can save one from the greatest danger, which means in the next life, we'll get an animal body, cat, dog, fish, bird, tree, because we have no spiritual asset to take with us. When we leave this body, you know, there's assessment. Just like at university, you have an assessment. You know, every year, or whatever you call it, term, there's some exam, they check your education is going on. So, there are demigods like Yamaraj and so on. They're out to see, has this person chanted Hare Krishna? Has he contacted my Lord and Master, Lord Krishna? Has he chanted my Krishna's holy names? Ah, they say, wow, this guy chanted Hare Krishna. The story's there in the Bhagavatam. In the Ajamil, that's the sixth chapter, sixth canto, yeah? All the proof is there in the Bhagavatam, the ancient scriptures, how the holy name has so much potency. And even accidentally, by mistake. You know, people think I'm a little crazy, but in Anchalila, chapter 3, discussion with Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur. Now there's some long purports about if the holy name is divided up into sections, into syllables, then you can still make progress. So I'm thinking maybe everyone's making progress now, because everyone's chanting COVID, COVID, COVID. And OVI, is in Govinda! You never thought of it before? OV and there's D on the end, and G is a bit like C. So they're more or less chanting Govinda 19, Govinda. And you know, do you know what 19 means? Does anyone know what 19 means? I figured it out. Do you know what is the 19th quality of Krishna? Nobody's reading Prabhupada's books. This is the real problem. The 19th quality of Krishna is expert judge of time and circumstance. See Krishna's plan, judging everything, Govinda 19, Govinda 19. So don't worry, everyone chant the holy names. And if you can't chant Govinda, chant COVID, COVID, COVID. Must be some plan, no? I can't understand how it could be true. But you can read for yourself. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila, chapter 3, and the long purports, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Yeah. And you're not going to make advancement so quickly, but nevertheless, something is there. So next question, please. Almost time for prasadam, 10 minutes to go.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. It's actually a comment based on the poem that you, or the song that you told us that you wrote about the dog getting turned into meat in the street.
Yeah.
I just as quick, briefly as I can, this actually happened to a devotee who had joined in Gainesville many, many years ago. He had heard the kirtan, he loved the kirtan, he was in the temple for a few months, and then Christmas came, and he told whoever was then the temple president, well, I'm going to go home to my mom for the holidays. And of course, the movement was very young, and the then temple president said, oh, she's not your mother, you've had so many mothers. And so he was very attached to his mother, and he thought, what are you talking about? He left, went to his mother for the holidays, and didn't come back, stayed for some time a vegetarian, and then wasn't anymore. Many years passed, maybe 20 years. And then he was, he ran into a woman he knew one evening, and she was drunk. So he took her to a place to get a cup of coffee. And coming out of the place, she came out the door, he went to pay the bill. He came out and actually saw this woman reel into the street in front of a bus, get hit, go up and come down, and when she came down, she was a piece of meat. And at that exact time, seeing this happen in front of his own eyes, all that he had learned when he was living in the temple came back to him.
Wow.
And he ended up coming back to coming back to the temple, getting initiated, doing so much service for the next 20 years or so. I just wanted to share that with you.
Amazing. Thank you very much. It's true. Yeah. It's a very important education for all of us and for our children. And the other day I was talking about how we are educating our children that they are spirit souls. It's so important, otherwise we can waste so much of our life. And we don't, I have 26 years, I studied so many books and university and so on. Nobody told me who I was, what I am. So the job of us is so important. Lord Chaitanya is saying, we're talking about Lord Chaitanya Panchatattva. What is his message? Jari Jaki Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agyai Guru Anataya Desh. Jari Jaki, wherever you go, whoever you meet, you give them the teachings of Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. In this way you become Guru and you deliver the people of this land. And it's not that we can just tell people, you're not this body, you're not this body, you're not this. They won't listen, But in the form of the holy names, it's so powerful that we soon realize. And mind you, it may take some time. Many devotees have heard the holy names and somehow it didn't click until they got association of devotees. So thank you for that nice story.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yeah.
I got this part from the Chaitanya Charamrita, Antilila.
Yeah.
I can read a little bit.
Does it contradict what I say? I expect it does. Adhikara would definitely.
I wouldn't mention it if it contradicted what you said, don't worry.
Okay.
It confirms what you said. It says, one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Haridas Thakur as usual, and in the course of discussion he inquired as follows, my dear Thakur Haridas, in this age of Kali, most people are bereft of Vedic culture, and therefore they are called Yavanas. They are concerned only with killing cows and Brahminical culture. In this way they all engage in sinful acts. How will these Yavanas be delivered? To my great unhappiness, I do not see any way. Haridas Thakur replied, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Do not be unhappy to see the condition of the Yavanas in material existence. Because the Yavanas are accustomed to saying, Haram, Haram, they will very easily be delivered by this Namabhas. Namacharya Haridas Thakur, the authority of the chanting of the holy name, said, the chanting of the Lord's holy name to indicate something other than the Lord is an instance of Namabhas. Even when the holy name is chanted in this way, its transcendental power is not destroyed. Even a malechu who is being killed by the tusk of a boar and who cries in distress again and again, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, attains liberation. What to speak of those who chant the holy name with veneration and faith? The letters of the holy name have so much spiritual potency that they act even when uttered improperly. Confirms what you said.
Thank you very much. And the long purpose, so I go into more detail. So we've got, thank you, Adhikata Prabhu. We've got like 4 more minutes for questions and answers before prasadam. Hello.
So, my husband is here, and this is actually his question. Me and him, we were having a conversation heading to temple today, and I was telling him, not that I know, I'm also exploring, but I told him, like, spirituality is the most important thing in human life. Once we follow spirituality, the rest of the thing aligns by itself. But he was telling me that right now he don't have time for spirituality because he's focused in his career. I mean, that's 99% of us. Like, we think career and earning money and having a stable life is the primary goal, and spirituality is for spare time, or spirituality is when we get old. So I just would like to request you, since you will have a better explanation or way to make him understand, or make me understand as well. Thank you.
Can you give a shortened version of the question, please? Somebody? Shortened version of the question. Precy version. Well, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yakarosi yajas nasi yajyosi tadasi yat yatapasyasi kundaya matkurasvatarapana. All that you do, all that you offer, all that you give away can be done as an offering to me. So it doesn't have to be a big separation, Mataji. It doesn't have to be a big separation. You can do both together. That's the Krishna consciousness movement. You can have your car, your job, your whatever it is, and still advance in Krishna consciousness. That's the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement, so that we can live our lives in a spiritual way. But ultimately, our career and everything, it will have an end with this body. So what is more important, the soul or the body? So that's the point. So how to engage a job, our family, our house, everything, Krishna consciousness. We need guidance. We should take guidance, expert guidance from the devotees if you're having some problem at home. And the men folk can talk, your husband and so on. Encourage you with your problem, maybe you can help sort it out. Don't worry, you're not alone. I say, many people have the same problem. The main thing, try and chant Hare Krishna and give your husband prasadam. Thank you very much, Klaus Prabhupada. Okay, time's up. Pleasure, Prabhupada. So, is it literally prasadam time now, or time for another song? Huh? One more question? Okay.
Dhanavata Hare Krishna. I was going to maybe suggest that also the husband's service is to also take care of the family. So in a way, he's living he's living in service. I'm too shy to say anything else. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this, in Hare Krishna movement, we have single persons, we have married persons, retired persons, and so on. So family life is a fact, so we have to deal with it. In the modern day and age, you need a career. But how to follow your career and spiritual life? That's what we call ashram. It means it's a married life with a job, etc., but same time spiritual. So this we can learn how to do it. Any more questions, please? A bit more singing? Yeah, or not? Any more questions? Any more questions? Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Nanda Kumara. Now is the offering, no? Yes. Oh, I've got a nice song for the offering. Bhaja Bhakatava Salasi Gorari. Bhaja Bhakatava Salasi Gorari. Sigarari Sai Gostabi. Nanda yaso mati chita hari, Nanda yaso mati chita hari, Bala hala damoda asawekana. So just like we are doing the offering now, we have to eat every day, so we don't say no eating, but we offer what we eat to Krishna. So this is a simple process. You can do it at home, any place. Bala hala damoda aisavikana. Boga mandire baisi arahabotana. Nandarana desi baisi giribaradare. Baladeva sa saka asi sai sai. Maja govinda govinda gopala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Shukta Shukadi Bhaji Nalataka Sanda Dali Dalla Dukta Tumbi Adik Mucha Kunda Mudga Bara Masaba Vati Kagetana Kasturi Pistakaki Puri Payasana Kapara Amritake Ambakirasaya Amritaya Salla Amra Padasakvaka. Aja Govinda Govinda Gopala. Govinda Govinda Gopala. Govinda Govinda Gopala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Chichini sara puri la dura sabale. Bhajana hare na Krishna haya kuta hole. Radhikara paka ana vipida bhyanjana. Parama Ananda Krishna Karana Bhojana. Kali Bali Ladukai Shimadu Mangala. Bhagala Bhajaya Jai Hari Bola. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Radhika digani nayane akone. Chitta hai kai Krishna Yasoda bhavane. Bhojananti piya Krishna supasita bhare. Sabbe mukha pakshalai hai sari sari. Hasta mukha pakshali ayata sakagane. Anandevi shankari baladeva sane. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Chambola rasala ane chambola masala. Kake Krishna Chandra Sukani Jagera. Vishalaka Sikhi Pucha Chamara Duraya. Apovasaraya Krishna Sukha Nidra Daya. Yasomati Ajape Anistanito. Sri Krishna Prasad Radha Bunja Hare Krishna. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. 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 Mm-hmm. Lali chali shakti ganga avashyata pa Lali chali shakti ganga avashyata pa Mani mani shukka radha krishna guru gaya Mani mani shukka radha krishna guru gaya Hari lila ek matra yara pramoda Bhagavati gata ko bhakati vinoda Giridhari Gopinath Nanda Dulala Giridhari Gopinath Nanda Dulala Nanda Dulala Jaya Gora Gopala Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare